BBC News, I'm John Shea. Kamala Harris has officially conceded the election for the US presidency to Donald Trump. Speaking to her supporters in Washington, Ms. Harris acknowledged their disappointment, but said she would engage in a peaceful transfer of power. The vice president said she would continue to fight for the American ideals of democracy.
We will never give up the fight for our democracy, for the rule of law, for equal justice, and for the sacred idea that every one of us, no matter who we are or where we start out, has certain fundamental rights and freedoms that must be respected and upheld.
Earlier, Ms. Harris and President Biden called Donald Trump to congratulate him after his decisive victory. Here's Sarah Smith.
The Biden-Harris administration are very, very eager to make sure that they will give a peaceful transfer of power. And of course, that is in a way a little bit of a dig at Donald Trump. Kamala Harris mentioned it in her speech. It's something that you'll hear from them again. Even Barack Obama, who gave a statement tonight, talked about the need in a democracy to peacefully transfer power, which is, of course, exactly what Donald Trump didn't do in 2020 when he was defeated. But he will accept all of that as he comes sweeping into Washington with a big mandate from the voters and possibly control of both houses of Congress, ready to implement a bold and radical program.
On the campaign trail, Mr. Trump promised a radical agenda of rounding up and deporting migrants. He said he would unwind much of President Biden's climate change agenda, favouring an energy policy anchored to fossil fuels. Donald Trump's victory was welcomed with enthusiasm by the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. There's an expectation in Israel that Mr. Trump will allow his most strategic partner an even freer hand in its wars in Gaza and Lebanon, as well as permission to hit Iran harder. Germany's three-party coalition has collapsed after ministers from the Free Democrats quit the government. Their exit follows the sacking by the Chancellor Olaf Scholz of his finance minister Christian Lindner. Mr. Scholz said Mr. Lindner, who leads the Free Democrats, had broken his trust too often. Mr. Lindner argued he could not comply with the Chancellor's ultimatum to suspend the constitutional limit on debt.
That's why the Federal Chancellor cancelled his cooperation with me and the FDP at this evening's meeting. His carefully prepared statement proves this. Olaf Scholz is no longer interested in reaching an agreement that's viable for everyone, but in making a calculated break with this coalition. In doing so, he's leading Germany into a phase of uncertainty.
Mr. Scholz said he would hold a government confidence vote in January, but this has now been overtaken by the withdrawal of the Free Democrats. This is the latest world news from the BBC. There have been loud explosions in southern Beirut, an hour after the Israeli army ordered residents of four districts to evacuate. Footage on news agencies shows two large plumes of smoke rising above the city. Earlier, Lebanese health officials said that 55 people were killed during Israeli bombing in the eastern Baalbek Hamal region. Cuba's government says the approach of a powerful hurricane has caused a nationwide power cut, the second in less than a month. Hurricane Rafael is expected to make landfall in the west of the country in the next few hours. Leonardo Rocha reports.
Rafael has been upgraded to a dangerous Category 3 storm with winds of more than 180 kilometres per hour. At least 70,000 people have been evacuated from their homes in the west of the island. The capital, Havana, is likely to be affected, and widespread flooding is expected in coastal areas. The hurricane hits Cuba as it goes through a serious energy crisis. The country has been struggling to keep its outdated diesel-generated power plants fully operational. The communist government blames tough economic sanctions imposed by the US for the blackouts, which have affected millions of people across the island daily.
The Canadian government has ordered the video-sharing app TikTok to close its two offices in the country because of national security concerns. The Innovation Minister, François-Philippe Champagne, said the decision was made on the advice of Canada's security and intelligence community. It's carried out a review of TikTok's Chinese parent company ByteDance. The Australian Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, has said his government will introduce new laws banning children under 16 from social media. Mr. Albanese said the legislation was drawn up in consultation with social media firms and that the onus would be on the industry to enforce it. He said he'd spoken to thousands of parents who were worried sick about their children's safety online. BBC News.